From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeVore reporting hundreds are dead at the Hajj. A stampede in Saudi Arabia killed at least 717 people Thursday and injured more than 800. Video from the scene showed bodies strewn across the ground in Mina, 5 kilometers east of Mecca. Muslims visit the site to throw rocks at pillars representing the devil in a final ritual before ending the Eid al-Adha, or rather beginning the Eid al-Adha holiday. The Saudi health minister says people fail to follow instructions from authorities. The White House says Ukraine will top the agenda when the U.S. and Russian presidents meet in New York on Monday. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said President Barack Obama will tell President Vladimir Putin that Russia's support for the Syrian government is a losing bet. He also said he would talk about Ukraine.
President Putin requested the meeting, and I think at this point, considering the significant concerns that I've just raised, I think it makes sense for President Obama to sit down with his counterpart and see if he can get some greater clarity about Russia's intentions inside of Ukraine.
Earlier, a Kremlin spokesman said the meeting had been organized by mutual agreement and that Syria would top the agenda, with Ukraine being discussed if time allows. U.S.-based rights organization Human Rights Watch says Rwandan authorities are unlawfully holding some of the country's most vulnerable citizens in an unofficial detention center in the capital, Kigali. The organization released a report Thursday. It says it found that Rwandan authorities are unlawfully detaining such people as prostitutes, street vendors, beggars, homeless people, and suspected petty criminals as a means of keeping undesirable elements off the streets. This is VOA News. 3 days into his first visit to the United States, Pope Francis shifts his attention from the nation's capital to the country's largest city. The 78-year-old pontiff is in New York City, where he led an evening prayer service at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Midtown Manhattan. On Friday, the Pope is scheduled to address world leaders at the United Nations General Assembly. Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in Washington Thursday for a state visit and talks with President Barack Obama. Vice President Joe Biden led the welcoming delegation as Mr. Xi's plane touched down at Andrews Air Force Base on the second leg of a week-long trip that began in Seattle. That's where the Chinese leader sought to reassure U.S. companies that he is working to create a more favorable investment climate in his country. A Congo-Brazzaville opposition leader says the people will take to the streets this Sunday to protest President Denis Sassou Nguesso's decision to seek a third term. Guy Kinfusia Romain, president of the Union for Democracy and Republic Party, said people will take a page from Burkina Faso's demonstrations against their president's bid for a third term. Meanwhile, life is getting back to normal in Burkina Faso, as we heard from Emily Job.
Army tanks and policemen are less visible in the streets of Ouagadougou a day after coup leaders from the presidential guard handed power back to the transitional civilian government. Some banks are open for the first time in days, as are shops in the market. Most petrol stations are still closed but are due to reopen Friday. Fuel shortages led street vendors to increase gas prices by 50% this week. The main city square is still blocked off, so Muslims wishing to celebrate Eid al-Adha Thursday had to go to the municipal stadium to pray. Emily Yap, Ouagadougou.
The European Union's Mediterranean naval operation will begin the second phase of an operation against migrant traffickers October 7th. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini announced the decision in Rome.
We have, as you know, as we have announced already, reached the objectives of phase one, intelligence gathering and sharing, gathering and sharing our information and intelligence, and we are ready to start phase two in high seas.
Explaining the new phase, Mogherini said European warships will operate against traffickers in international waters. The European Union urged its 28 member countries Thursday to start their own investigations into Volkswagen's fake emissions tests. Germany's transport minister has announced that the automaker has admitted it falsified results in Europe, just as it did in the United States. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.